Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are under Shabbos Daf Nun Tes. Nun Tes only has one pasuk, which is found on Amud Beis, and it is a pasuk from Iyov Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Chof Ches. This is in the middle of the third speech Eliphaz, one of the friends of Iyov, is giving to Eliphaz himself, and it reads as follows: V'sigzar oimer v'yakom loch v'al derochecha noga or. When you speak, a decree will be fulfilled for you, and a light will shine upon your paths. The Gemara on Shabbos Nun Tes Amud Beis is using this to explain why it is they can surmise that the arrival of Levi in Bavel indicates that in fact Rabbi Chanina must be the Rosh Yeshiva. And it couldn't have been that Rabbi Chanina passed away, which is why Levi would be arriving there. For the simple reason is because there was a statement made, D'chi hava ka nicha nafshe de Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi passed away. He said, "Amar Chanina b'Rabbi Chava Yeshe b'Rosh." He said that Chanina would be, Rabbi Chanina would be the Rosh Yeshiva. And quoting our pasuk, it says that the idea is tzaddikim will say something and it will be. As a fascinating application of this, Rav Shimon Schwab has a commentary on Sefer Iyov, and on this pasuk he points out a personal story which occurred, which he was witness to. There was a young couple from Bnei Brak who were visiting Baltimore in 1951. And the reason they were visiting Baltimore is because they had tried for years to have children and they were unsuccessful. They came to see a specialist in the town of Baltimore. And at Johns Hopkins University, they met the specialist who told them, and the specialist explained because she had dual uteri, there was no possibility of her bearing a live child. And he said the following. He held out his hand and he says, "Just as no hair can grow out of here," pointing to the palm of his hand, "so too it is impossible for you to bear a living child." So the father was and the mother were terribly dejected. They sent a letter to Chazon Ish, who was still alive at the time, telling the story of the terrible news. And the Chazon Ish responded with one line. And the line read as follows: "Yishoer b'America ad sheyihi yeloi Ben Kayomo." They should stay in America until they have a child who is a viable child. And it was signed Ish Avram Yeshayo. That's how the Chazon Ish would sign. They decided to stay in America. They found another doctor who was a woman who was able to help them. The mother did conceive, remained in bed rest for all 9 months of her pregnancy, and was able to have a healthy baby boy. The Rav Shimon Schwab describes that when he went to Eretz Yisrael and he saw the Chazon Ish, he said he told him about this story because he had seen the note from the Chazon Ish that the father had shown him. And the Chazon Ish said, the Chazon Ish nodded and smiled. He knew. And the idea of that when, as the pasuk says, the Sigzar Oimer, the Yakom Loch, there's a certain koyach in very, very holy people that can actually say something, and in fact that decree will be. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.